Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 61, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains just two poems, Sir Galahad and A Name in the Sand. Part 5 continued. Sir Galahad. Sir Galahad is the most moral and upright of all the knights of the Round Table. The strong lines of the poem are the strong lines of human destiny. My good blade carves the casques of men, my tough lance thrusteth sure. My strength is as the strength of 10, because my heart is pure. The shattering trumpet shrilleth high, the hard brands shiver on the steel. The splintered spear shafts crack and fly, the horse and rider reel. They reel, they roll in clanging lists, and when the tide of combat stands, perfume and flowers fall in showers that lightly rain from ladies' hands. How sweet are looks that ladies bend on whom their favors fall! For them I battle till the end to save from shame and thrall. But all my heart is drawn above, my knees are bowed in crypt and shrine. I never felt the kiss of love, nor maiden's hand in mine. More bounteous aspects on me beam, me mightier transports move and thrill. So keep I fair, through faith and prayer, a virgin heart in work and will. When down the stormy crescent goes, a light before me swims. Between dark stems the forest glows, I hear a noise of hymns. Then by some secret shrine I ride, I hear a voice, but none are there. The stalls are void, the doors are wide, the tapers burning fair. Fair gleams the snowy altar cloth, the silver vessels sparkle clean. The shrill bell rings, the censer swings, and solemn chants resound between. Sometimes on lonely mountain meres I find a magic bark. I leap on board, no helmsman steers, I float till all is dark. A gentle sound, an awful light, three angels bear the Holy Grail, with folded feet in stoles of white, on sleeping wings they sail. Ah, blessed vision, blood of God, my spirit beats her mortal bars, as down dark tides the glory slides, and star-like mingles with the stars. When on my goodly charger borne through dreaming towns I go, the cock crows ere the Christmas morn, the streets are dumb with snow. The tempest crackles on the leads, and ringing springs from brand and mail, but o'er the dark a glory spreads, and gilds the driving hail. I leave the plain, I climb the height, no branchy thicket shelter yields. But blessed forms in whistling storms fly o'er waste fens and windy fields. A maiden knight, to me is given such hope I know not fear. I yearn to breathe the airs of heaven that often meet me here. I muse on joy that will not cease, pure spaces clothed in living beams, pure lilies of eternal peace, whose odors haunt my dreams. And stricken by an angel's hand, this mortal armor that I wear, this weight and size, this heart and eyes, are touched, are turned to finest air. The clouds are broken in the sky, and through the mountain walls a rolling organ harmony swells up and shakes and falls. Then move the trees, the copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall, and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Alfred Tennyson. A Name in the Sand. A Name in the Sand by Hannah Flagg Gould, 1789 to 1865, is a poem to correct our ready overestimate of our own importance. Alone I walked the ocean strand, a pearly shell was in my hand. I stooped and wrote upon the sand my name, the year, the day. As onward from the spot I passed, one lingering look behind I cast. A wave came rolling high and fast, and washed my lines away. And so, methought, 'twill shortly be with every mark on earth from me. A wave of dark oblivion's sea will sweep across the place where I have trod the sandy shore of time and been to be no more of me, my day, the name I bore, to leave nor track nor trace. And yet, with him who counts the sands and holds the waters in his hands, I know a lasting record stands inscribed against my name. Of all this mortal part has wrought, of all this thinking soul has thought, and from these fleeting moments caught for glory or for shame. Hannah Flagg Gould. End of section 61. Read by Kara Schallenberg on January 7, 2007, in Oceanside, California.